Hi everyone, I cannot wait to share with you this message on the presence of God. So sit back and enjoy His presence.
Today I'm going to be talking about bread. Does anyone like bread? It's such an exciting topic, isn't it? Bread. Okay. Anyway, we're going to pick up within the John chapter 6. We're going to pick up where Jesus is talking to a whole group of disciples. Now, He has just fed the 5,000. So this is, you know, the context of it. He's just, you know, been up on the mountain and fed all these people, which was an amazing miracle. And then through the night, He has walked on water. You know, the disciples got in a boat to cross to the other side. And Jesus, He walks on water. So, bam, what a powerful Jesus we serve. And so then in John chapter 6, starting at verse 26, it says, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of His approval. They replied, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one He has sent. They answered, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? Oh my goodness, He's just fed the 5,000. He's just walked on water. What more do you want? But anyway, after all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now He offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those He has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see His Son and believe in Him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at that last day. What an amazing portion of scripture. What an amazing encounter. And today I want us to get what Jesus is trying to tell His disciples back then. You see, they were experiencing all these powerful things. They were living and breathing life at the same time of Jesus. They were walking next to Him. They were listening to Him, but they were also seeing everything that Jesus was doing. And everything He was doing was, oh my goodness, powerful. You think He just took some loaves and fishes. There were 5,000 men, and yet that didn't count the women and the children that were there on that side of that mountain, and He multiplied that bread. Look, can we even try and get that for a moment, that when Jesus told the disciples, start handing out this small portion of bread and fish, a boy's lunch. That does not mean a smorgasbord. A boy's lunch is small, and if it was my boy, it would be even smaller because it was so hard to get him to eat because he was busy. Is he running around the place? Who wants to eat when I can run? And so here we see a small boy's lunch being distributed to thousands of people. Wow! Incredible miracle. Incredibly powerful. But then He walks on the water. Can we understand this? Have you ever tried to walk on water? I have. Didn't work. Sank to the bottom, but it was fun trying. See, we see these incredible miraculous signs. Maybe this is the what happens to you when you come into church. You come into church and you experience things, but you're not really receiving the life that God has for you, that Jesus has for you. Now let's look at it in regard to food. Does anyone like food? There's lots of people who didn't put their hand up then. Do you not like food? I love food. I love food. Some people might think they can't tell, but I do. I love food. I am passionate about good food. I love watching that, I've told you before, that Chef's Table. Like, I love that show because it's these chefs that find their passion and then they want other people to experience these wonderful tastes. And so I love going to amazing restaurants or great cafes, and I love food. I love to consume it. And so food is very good for our flesh. The provision of it, the taste of it, makes us feel good. And so Jesus here is trying to, I suppose, tell his disciples, hey, don't get caught up on this stuff that is perishable. It'll go one day. It's just not important. You go from one meal to the next. And so sometimes we are looking at Jesus simply for provision. We just want to receive from him. So we'll pray because we need to get something. We'll pray because we need a breakthrough or we need a miracle. And so sometimes as human beings, what we do is we get caught up on the stuff. This is exactly what the disciples were getting caught up on. He had a whole group of people and they're saying, hey, we want what you've got. They weren't connecting themselves to, this is God in front of me. And God is saying he wants to give me eternal life. He wants relationship with me. He wants connection. No, I just want a miracle. I just want a provision. I just want something that makes me feel good. Maybe you come to church and enjoy the praise and worship. And I loved our praise and worship today. One, that I didn't have to lead. It was fantastic to be down there with you all. But also the fact that we spent some time making it special. And it was. But you can come into church and maybe it's just an experience of worship that you like. But you miss the whole point. It's not the experience of worship. It's not coming to church. It's not just receiving a healing. It's not just receiving a provision. Even though you get all these things, the whole point of it is Jesus. The whole reason we do church is to encounter Jesus. The whole reason we pray is Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's not about the stuff. It's not about what he can give us. It's about him, the Son of God, the one that came, died on that cross. See, we're looking for all of these things in this world that will satisfy. Jesus was pinpointing these things in humanity. He was talking to these disciples, these followers of him. He knew exactly what was in the heart of man. He said, don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. See, this is what we can do. We can get caught up on going after stuff. If I have the right stuff, if I have the right house, if I have the right car, if I have the right position in society, if I've got stuff, then I know I'll be satisfied. But we know what happens with stuff. It never satisfies. And so we got to get more stuff. And we'll pour out our lives in a job trying to earn more money so we can get more stuff. And yet, internally, there is a longing that will only ever be satisfied by Jesus, the one who gives life, who is life, who gives eternal life. He encouraged them, spend your energy on seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you, Jesus. Spend your energy. What are we spending our energy on? Is it the stuff? or is it Jesus? I want us to do an adjustment today. I want us not to just to say, you know, seek first the kingdom of God. I want us to actually go, oh, yeah, I get it. I'm going to do that now. And the thing about Jesus, he is a provider. So, hello, you're going to get stuff. But when stuff becomes your pursuit in these temporal things, if that becomes your pursuit, then your focus is wrong and you are not receiving the eternal life that will satisfy you. It's all temporal, so it will satisfy for a moment. Wearing the latest clothes will satisfy for a moment because I got street cred. And someone will see that I've been buying outfit after outfit after outfit, but then the fashion changes. I'm still going to get more stuff. Get more stuff. Got branded stuff. Got expensive stuff because that will make me feel better. No. Jesus will make you feel better. And so Jesus was trying to illustrate to these people the whole reason why he was doing these miracles was not so they get attached to the miracle, but they get attached to the Son of God and get attached to Jesus. I came up with this little illustration, so I've got some little helpers that are going to help me illustrate this to you. Very nice, Pastor Rudy. You've just gone to new levels of illustration. I love it. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. What have you got in there, Jesus? Oh, this is not just any bread. This is sourdough bread. And it's white. Come on, we all love white bread, don't we? This is not just any old sourdough white bread. It's organic. Anna, baked fresh today. Yeah, hello. Already. Pastor Rudy is fasting bread right now. Help him, Lord. Now, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. And so he offers us bread. What does this bread symbolize? Of course, it symbolizes yum, like number one, yum. But also it symbolizes nutrients, sustenance. So Jesus is saying, I am your sustenance. I am your nutrients. I am your energy. I am your supply. When he was trying to illustrate, he's saying, all that you love about bread and what that does to your physical body, I am that. I am that bread. But this is what happens to us. Okay, I want you, Jesus, but just for the bread. Awesome. Just for the bread. I've got my supply. I've got my bills paid. Oh, this is awesome. I feel good. I'm healed. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Jesus. Awesome. I love this bread. Whereas Jesus is not saying that. It's him. It's him that we want. It's him that we desire. It's him that we want. Not this stuff here. We want him. Today we've got to change our focus from what he can give us to him. It's all about Jesus. I am seeking you. I just want you. I want to be with you. I don't want just the bread, Jesus. I want you. I want you. Yeah, I want you, Jesus. I want you. I want you. Yeah. Please, please, please. I just want you. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what clothes I have. Please, Jesus, I just want you. Just come throughout a whole life with me. I don't care. If I have nothing left in this world, I just want you.
Thank you, Pastor Rudy. I hope you're enjoying the message so far, and I really hope that you're opening your heart to God ministering to you today. See, what's so amazing about God is that, you know, when we read the Bible, He's always trying to communicate things to us. All throughout the Bible, it's the most incredible book ever. Don't ever think the Bible is boring. It is luminous with such richness of truth and power. It's incredible. And so I want you to start reading your word a little bit more, because we've found out through Urban Life and that you guys don't read your word. Please read your word, because it's so incredibly powerful. Because the bread of life, this whole concept, when Jesus was talking to these Jewish people, they understood what it meant to say, I am the bread of life. Because when they were building the temple of God, what was happening is that, they had this whole construction of this temple outlaid by God. God set all the measurements. He set everything that should be in each room. And so all this whole plan came from God, because He was trying to place heaven on earth. And so He used this great illustration of the temple. Now, one of the great things within the temple was this table that they'd overlaid with gold. And what did they put on this table? Showbread. They put bread on the table to be before the Lord 24/7, 7 days a week. That's what they did in order to show us that God is interested in bread. He's interested in what His Son would provide. Everything's like this prophetic statement about what's going to happen. One day, I'm going to send the true bread, not just a bunch of loaves that get baked every week that the priests eat. No, I'm gonna show you. I've got a plan. I've got a design. I've got a desire. But the thing about this showbread, what it's called and the meaning of it, is the bread of the presence. Let me say that again. The bread of the presence. It wasn't just bread. It wasn't just a few loaves that these priests would consume to make them, feel good or give them energy or strength. It was a demonstration. It wasn't just bread. It's bread of the presence. In the presence of God, there is provision. In the presence of God, there is sustainability. In the presence of God, there is fruitfulness. In the presence of God are all the energy, strength, everything you could possibly need in God's presence. And so Jesus is there. He's walking and they are in His presence. Yet they're saying, give me what you got, not give me you. So this is where I want us to do this adjustment. You know, at Planet Shakers, we have forever been after His presence. We want more of His presence. Does that mean there's less of Him here right now? No, He is here. The Bible says He is here because two or three are gathered together, and here He is in the midst. The great I am, He's here today. But our ability to receive, our ability to sense, our ability to partake of His presence, that's what needs to change. And it changes when we change our focus. Jesus, it's not on you answering my prayers. It's not you giving me what I need. It's just you. I just want you. I want you. Our focus has to shift. We live in a world of stuff. I want stuff, 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 stuff. But in the church, what we need to do is say, I just want you. I just want you, Jesus. You've got to be with me. You've got to be manifest when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm walking down the street. I just want you. It's all about His presence and how powerful the presence of God is, because in His presence is all you need. The great thing about this illustration of bread in the Old Testament, everyone knew what it was saying. It was saying the symbol of bread was the ability to multiply. The ability to be fruitful,
So when they're talking about bread, this is what they're talking about. We just go, oh, bread, awesome, that'd be great as toast. No, when someone in the Old Testament, in the Jewish culture, were talking about bread, they were talking about this supernatural multiplication of provision. And so even in the Old Testament, it's saying in his presence, there is a supernatural multiplication of his provision. So there's no need to worry and get your focus on the provision. This is what happens too. You know, we might get sick. And this sickness can become overwhelming. And then our focus is the healing from the sickness. And yes, I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to be in pain. I want you to be healed. God has the same attitude. But our focus becomes, what can you give me right now, Jesus? Rather than, even when I'm sick, I just want you. Even when I'm going through a hard time, I just want you, your presence. See, it's a focus thing. And when we start to honor his presence more than anything else, see, this is why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these things shall be added unto you. What is Jesus trying to say? Get your focus off the things. Get your focus even off the healing. Get it off the miracle. Get it onto me, because I am the miracle. I am the provision. I am the bread of life. And in his presence, the miraculous will unfold. It will explode. Why? Because Jesus, the bread of life, is there. So today, can we start to shift our focus? I know we get focused on things. When university students are going through exams, what do they focus on? Give me a good result. Give me a good result. Give me a good result. No, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Because it's Jesus. He's right next to me. And I walk into that exam room, I have all I need. I've got the wisdom. I've got the understanding. I've got the prophetic word of the Lord. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You see, this is what I feel is happening as we're focusing on him. I can sense his presence increasing in my ability to feel it. He's still here, but this is what I want us to pursue as a church this year. His presence. We don't just call it a conference in his presence because we think, oh, that's lovely. No, we want it. We want him. We've always wanted him. It's always been about him. It's always been about Jesus. It's never been about Facebook followers and Instagram likes or albums sold. It's never been about that. It's always been about the King. When we talk about his kingdom coming, well, where's his kingdom if there's no king? So I want the King of Glory to enter in. I want the King to be seen, to be felt, to be noticed, to be understood. I want Jesus and him alone. He says this, but you haven't believed in me even though you have seen me. These followers saw him, saw how powerful he was. But after this encounter with him, when he talked about being the bread of life, he really started to push on their theology, because he starts to talk about, you need to consume me. Goes on to talk about, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Was he saying you're going to become a bunch of cannibals? No. He was trying to get humanity to understand how much of him we need to seek. That it becomes all-consuming. That we seek him in such a way that we consume him. We drink him in. We partake of him. Because that's the level. This is what he's trying to get through to us. This is the level of intimacy. This is the level of oneness. This is the level that I want you to go to. Not just seeing the signs and going, let me do that too, Jesus. No, it's not about the signs. It's about this relationship that began in the garden when God took man out of the dust of the earth and he breathed life into man and created man and then created woman out of a man. What was that all about? Relationship, connection, communion, intimacy. I don't know how many words we need to say to try and allow us to understand this truly. That of course he wants to bless you. Of course he wants to heal you. Of course he wants to meet your every need. But he just wants you. And he wants you just to want him. Not what he can do for you, but that he is our eternal life. He is the bread of life. We say it often, or I say it often maybe. All we need is found in him. All we need is found in Jesus. So that when you walk out of this room, you wouldn't have just had a nice experience here, even though we work really hard at giving you an incredible atmosphere in order to encounter God. But see, it's all about encountering God. And so then when we receive his life, we walk out of these doors different. We have a different perspective. We're not afraid. We're not worried. Why? Because Jesus is in me and I am in him. It's just me and Jesus. Me and Jesus. Jesus. Could I invite you right now to close your eyes all over this place? To close your eyes in Geelong and in North Campus. And if you're online, wherever you're watching, just close your eyes right now. And whatever you're going through, I want you to stop thinking about that right now. Even if you're feeling physical symptoms in your body of pain or discomfort, I want you to try and not think about that right now. I want you to place all your thoughts on Jesus. And I want us to invite Jesus to come in. I'm not talking about getting saved right now, so don't turn off because like I've already asked Jesus to come into my life. No, ask him right now, come Jesus. I want you. I don't want what you can do for me. I want you. Even if I hadn't, would never to receive another thing from you, Jesus, I just want you. Jesus, would you come? Come into my life. Come into my heart. Walk into my mind. Walk into me. You see, after Jesus challenged these people and said, you know, eat my flesh, drink my blood, it says many of them turned away because they couldn't understand the intimacy, the level of connection that Jesus was talking about. But could I invite you today not to turn away, but to take this moment to draw closer to Jesus than you ever have before. Could you tell him, I just want you. I just want you, Jesus. I just want
on you. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. I just want you, Jesus. That's it. He is here. He is manifesting His presence. Lord, as a church, this is what we desire. Would you come into our homes? Would you walk in the door of our homes? Would you come into our cars? Would you come into our workplaces? Would you come into our study halls and lecture rooms? Would you come? He's calling you. He's calling you this morning. Now, would you respond to Him? Would you respond? And whatever that looks like right now, all over this place, all over Geelong, all over North Campus, all over the world, would you now respond to Him? You've said, I want you, Jesus. Whatever it is, whatever you want to do, say, Jesus, I just want you. I just want you. I take my eyes, my focus on everything else. Jesus, the bread of life. That can truly satisfy all of our longings, all of our desires. Just your presence. Just your presence.
Well, I really hope you enjoyed today's message and that you really connected with God. And so don't forget, the presence of Jesus is with you. And so you can walk in confidence knowing that no matter what you face, God is the answer. He is your sustenance. Of course, we love to connect with you. So why don't you Instagram us, or why don't you go on Facebook and write us a question or something, because we want to help you the best way we can. We love you. God bless you.